Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Dalet. So Amnon has a very close friend whose name is Yonadav, who also is his cousin. Amnon is lovesick for his half-sister, Tamar, and he can never even catch a glimpse of her, and it's driving him crazy and making his obsession deeper and deeper. The Nach does not conceal the realities of human emotions anywhere. David HaMelech particularly is shown, warts and all, whatever drawbacks he has to his character are delineated in the Nach, but always shown as a way that David would grow from that, which is what makes him a great man. Everybody has character deficiencies. The Chazal even identify issues with Moshe Rabbeinu that were natural, I don't want to say vices, but natural character issues that one has to deal with. And of course, Moshe is one of the greatest people in the history of the Jewish people who overcomes any weaknesses that he might have. But tendencies towards anger, tendencies towards passion, these are things that all humans have to deal with. And Amnon's is obsessive. So Yonadav says to him, why are you, the king's son, so poorly looking, so haggard every single morning, each morning? Are you not sleeping? Do you need some Tylenol PM? What can I possibly do for you? An Ambien prescription? Yonadav might have been the pusher in the palace if he had gotten that opportunity. He knew all the right doctors. Halo tagidli. Why won't you tell me? And unfortunately, that's the great chachma. The chachma of Yonadav is a manipulative chachma to understand the nature of weak people and to get behind their defenses and tease out of them the story of what's bothering them. It is unfitting for the son of the king to look so weary and be run down every morning. You're the king's son. You have everything you could want. Maybe I'm wrong, but I sense in this pasuk overtones of jealousy. Dal ben hamelech baboker baba. I'm not the ben hamelech. I'm a family member, but I don't get any of that. And by saying baboker baboker, it implies that this conversation happened more than once. By Yomer lo Amnon. And so finally, Amnon unburdened himself and confessed. Es Tamar achos avshalom achi ani ohev. It is Tamar, the sister of my brother Avshalom, that I am in love with. And that goes back to the Pshat in Chazal that tells us that there's another Tamar. We know that one actually from Perek Yudal of the Beferish Apasuk that lists the children of Avshalom. One of them is Tamar. And so Amnon makes it absolutely clear that it is not the socially acceptable relationship with his niece that he is seeking. It is the absolutely unacceptable relationship with his half-sister that he is seeking. Although, as we explained earlier in the Perek, there are maybe technical grounds by which it could be, maybe you could get a waiver. And Yonadav is going to push Amnon in this direction. Hey, Vayomer lo Yehonadav. So Yehonadav, he gets a hay in there, which is interesting because often when a name gets an extra hey, especially when it starts with a yud, that's for positive advice. Yehoshua, right? Instead of Hoshea. But this is not. Yonadav isn't that kind of a person. So Vayomalo Yehonadav. So there are some who say that first there was a suggestion that Amnon talked to David HaMelech, which may or may not have come from Yehonadav. And Amnon may have even tried to do such a thing, to see if he could legitimize the relationship. But there is absolutely no way that David would have ever allowed this sort of thing to happen, particularly in the environment that, as we mentioned in previous Parakim, so soon after the story of Bathsheba, you know, there's a heightened optics issue of the royal family to make sure that no relationships are questionable, even close. And this is much worse than questionable. So Yehonadav, the master schemer, gives Amnon great and terrible advice. Shechav al mishkavcha v'hischal. Lie down on your bed and be sick. Hischal, like chola. But hischal is a passive. You know, be ensickened. And the implication is clear. Pretend to be sick. Pretend to be sicker than you are. Uva avicha Lir Osecha, and this is part of that vague quest for legitimacy, perhaps. And then your father is going to come visit you and do Bikur Cholim. His kid is sick. You know, you come and you put the back of your hand on his forehead to see how he's doing. V'yomar toi, love. And here's what you tell him. And this is Yonadav's great cleverness. Tavo na samar achosi. Tell David that the only thing that's going to make you feel better, I beg you, please allow my sister Tamar to come. V'savreni lechem. And let her serve me bread, let her serve me food. And she will prepare the food in my sight. And beria, with the word bari, healthy, embedded in it, the implication is that I'm going to feel a whole lot better after she prepares the food for me. Laman asher erev ochalti miyoda. In order that I'll be able to see it and I'll watch her prepare it, and I will eat from her hand. Now, nowadays, if you're in quarantine because you're sick, you stay down in the basement and they'll leave the food at the top of the stairs and you come get it yourself. But I guess they didn't know much about quarantines back at this point. And the idea is, if my family member is going to be making the food for me, my sweet sister, then I'll feel so much better. And of course, this is a pretext to get her to be alone with him. And Yehonadav, according to many Mefarshim, wasn't saying that he should attack her physically. He was saying that if you're alone with Tamar and you can gaze upon her and look your fill, so that will satisfy your neediness. Now, anybody who knows a man obsessed knows that watching isn't going to be enough at some point. But maybe some kind of voyeuristic thrill will be enough, and that will hold you back. And we'll see that Yehonadav doesn't regret his advice. He's going to say later to David HaMelech, he doesn't see himself as responsible. He doesn't feel shame. He doesn't feel guilt. This is going to be in Pasuk Lamed Beis, so we have a way to go yet. But we'll see Yehonadav again after it's all over. But he is responsible, and he's terribly mistaken. And this is where Chazal learn an awful lot about the issue of yichud between a man and a woman, or staring at a woman when a man has a yetzer hara leading him in that direction. This familiarity, this closeness is just going to make things worse than it is going to be to satiate the unrequited desire that the man has. So, unfortunately, the table is being set for a truly tragic event that will take very few psukim to describe. It's amazing how epic, life-shattering moments are sometimes so quick, and yet it's only afterwards that one appreciates how terrible and how life-changing and altering it was.